WHCL, Clinton, New York. Sounds like a fanboy in the audience. Well, that was me. that was Blazin', played by the West End Jazzman, Mike Beeson arrangement. That did not get on Sunny Side Up. And so I'm giving it to the listening audience right now. That was on Sunday. And in that group, of course, you had Mike as leader arranger, cornet, mostly, actually at that point, Andy Shum was playing the cornet. But Mike was working on the traps or whatever. I don't know if there was a drum left on the stage at that point because it was being packed up. But it was there was enough to play on percussion there. Let's say percussion and make it easy. Eric Coppa was filling in on alto sax and clarinet for John Otto, who was not on this gig. But Eric did a great job. I liked his sound. Frank Gualtieri on trombone, amazing trombonist. Leah, of course, Leah Beeson on the strings there, and Larry Rutan was sitting in, but I couldn't hear him. I heard her, and Mike Walbridge, who seems to be everywhere on every jazz recording I find, is Mike Walbridge. Well, we got to meet him. He was playing tuba, and this is he usually plays with this group, so it worked out great, and it was a lot of fun. We got to meet all the West Enders there, and that was marvelous. And there's one more you'll hear, and again you'll be floored by the arranging here, as I am. I'm usually floored by anything. I'm floored by people calling on the telephone. And no, I will never play Shaving Cream on this program or any other program I ever host. Just never. I never will do it. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radio All, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And, you know, my playlist is on my Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google and you'll find it. And here's Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra, Perry Bradford, Chicago Blues.
All aboard for Atlanta, Birmingham, New Orleans, and Chicago on track number 7. Thank you.
I found a new baby, and maybe I'll find a new career next week, but we'll see. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola. I Found a New Baby by the Chicago Rhythm Kings, and all those guys there, like Teschemacher, and all those on that one. Yes, what a great group. And before that, Earl Hines and his orchestra, 1929, Chicago Rhythm. Beginning with Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra. Fats Waller was doubling, you know, he's the second pianist on there. Perry Bradford shouting out the train calls. Chicago Blues, 1928. Yes, and this is Radiola, as I said, and at least it is this week. And you can hear me, generally speaking, Friday nights, 8 p.m. till 10, and I'm... And check out my Radiola blog. And here are a couple of things recorded in Richmond, Indiana, which was just down the road from Chicago. But I wanted to make good on something that wasn't played recently that ought to have been played. And also, I know I have one listener who is related to the first artist on my list here for this set. Red Perkins and his Dixie Ramblers in 1931. My Baby Knows How, recorded on an old Janet or Champion. I think it was a Champion. Yeah, something like that.
Who knows how to say I love you? How to make a scandal about you? My baby knows how. And when I'm tired, feel like slowing, who knows how to keep me going? My baby knows how. She's got that way, that certain way. Oh, you know what I mean. Yes, sir. Am I fond of it? Listen, folks. Why, I love it. And how? Say, who gives me new ambition? Makes me holler. Oh, intermission. My baby knows how. Boys, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my baby. Why, she's got everything. I don't mean maybe. A shape like Venus. No baby has been born can beat my baby's pose on September morn. She's so sweet. Oh, bless her soul. She ought to be living down in a sugar bowl. When my baby dresses up and walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. She leads me. She feeds me. I'm forever on her mind. When she needs me, I'm never hard to find. When I'm tired, need some soothing for my soul, she rocks me to sleep with one steady roll. She's got that way, that certain way. Oh, you know what I mean. Yes, sir. Am I fond of it? Listen. Why, I love it. And how? Say, who gives me new ambition? Makes me holler. Oh, baby, intermission. My baby knows how.
Why, well, it's fine like that. well, folks, I want to sing a little song. I hope you don't get mad, for I mean no wrong.
Good night like that.
Yes, sir.
Good night like that.
When you see a spider going up the wall, he's going up there to get his ashes home.
Good night like that.
Yes, sir.
Good night like that.
Yes, sir.
Good night like that.
Above my knees, going to strut my stuff with whoever I please.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. She likes loving done early in the morning before the rising sun.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Honey's Lovin' Arms, that was Ray Miller and his Hotel Gibson Orchestra, Chicago group. Those were all pretty much Chicago Midwestern groups to an extent. I think Zach White was based in Ohio, but those two, the first two were recorded in Richmond, Indiana, the Janet and Champion and whatever. That was Ray Miller, 1927. Before that, Zach White's Chocolate Beau Brummel's recording in 1929. It's tight like that. Beginning with Red Perkins and his Dixie Ramblers, 1931, My Baby Knows How. And this is Radiola, and I wish I knew how. WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And here, speaking of Chicago phenomenons, and this gal was Thelma Terry and her Playboys. Wait till you hear that string bass on Starlight and Tulips, 1928.
I'll be so lonely just for you.
Yeah, that was Miss Hannah, but it wasn't the one you were expecting. It was another one. Isham Jones recorded that in 1930. Eddie Stone, apparently on the vocal, had a higher pitched voice than the previous female vocalist, in fact, which happened frequently in those years. Before that, the Black Pirates, the personnel is, according to Rust, it just doesn't exist. It's who knows who these people were. But Diana Dell was the vocalist on Some of These Days, 1928. And that was probably off of old Broadway or something originally. And beginning with Thelma Terry and her Playboys, Starlight and Tulips. And she was, what an amazing bass player. Yes, indeed. And that, not even second base. She was right there. What a player. This is Radio All. I'm Andy Sr. And speaking of Miss Hannah, Vince Giordano did play that in Chicago on Saturday. So we got to enjoy that, and with all the Chicago musicians who accompanied him, and Dan Levinson, who I think originally comes from California, but now is headquartered in Greenwich Village. So, which is, you know, I think that's an improvement. That's just me, though. Maybe not. You know, a lot more room in California, but Greenwich Village is, you know, you have those arches and everything down there. Mine are fallen, by the way. This is WHCL 88.7, speaking of fallen arches, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and we did have such a marvelous time, as I say, in Chicago, meeting everybody out there and getting to hang out with the West End Jazz Band and talking to everybody, and just, and I told Vince Giordano we went to Chicago to hear him because we didn't think we'd get a parking place in New York, but we were able to park in Chicago all right. Here's something that was played by the West End Jazz Band on Sunday. This particular number, here's the original, Frank Trumbauer, 1928, early 28, Noel Taylor. I'm guessing this is Irving. Irving in a very non-Irving mode here on Our Bungalow of Dreams. Thank you. My words exactly. Wait, those were my words. That was Torrid Rhythm, played by the amazing West End Jazz Band. Mike Beeson arranged that for that group. Cliff Jackson composition, but Mike Beeson is a genius. And he knows it. And he was there. He was playing the percussion on that. Normally plays cornet, but in this instance, the drummer was in the cornet chair, and he rocked. He cooked. He did. Boy, was he amazing. Andy Shum, S-C-H-U-M-M. You can look him up. He's the best I've heard in a long time from the I'm going to say from the up and comers out there because you know some of us have been around the block too many times. Eric Coppa filling in capably on alto sax and clarinet for John Otto, who was at the Saturday gig. Frank Galteri on trombone, sounding amazing. Leah keeping the beat there, the human metronome, metronomic she was called once. Larry Rutan was, he's looking at her, trying to figure out what she's doing, because he's trying to get that. He'll get there, don't worry. And Mike Walbridge, amazing and legendary, and I would almost say ubiquitous tuba player, because he's on every CD of revival music I seem to find. But he's an amazing tuba player, too, playing a lot of solos Sunday, but that's a West End Jazz Band. Before that, we had a tune they played on one of their CDs, Rudels, which was Coon Sanders' Nighthawks, recording in Chicago in 1927, beginning with Frank Trumbauer, a piece they did play at that brunch, Our Bungalow of Dreams, 1928, Vixen there, and all the usual guys. Yeah, this is Radio, and I'm one of the usual guys, Andy Sr., and I'm on every Friday night until they decide I'm too mouthy and have to leave. But this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Here's King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators, the new Wang Wang Blues. Thank you. Did I happen to mention that I love Chicago? And I really do. That was, and I hope the people who were involved in making that music forbear and realize that I recorded and played this because I just think it was marvelous. That was Little Lawrence, a Jelly Roll Morton composition from around 1930. But from you heard some amazing, amazing musicians in there, and I have to say who they are once before I leave tonight. You're at Vince Giordano there on, I think he was playing tuba there, yeah. Dan Levinson on reeds. John Otto, he plays a lot of alto sax. Dan plays a lot of clarinet. Kim Cusack is a clarinet and tenor sax. Andy Shum was the first cornetist you heard. You heard the little applause. The first one was Andy Shum, then Mike Beason playing beautifully after him. You know, a different style, but I love, everybody sounds wonderful. Tom Bartlett on trombone, Leah Beason on guitar and banjo, Jeremy Kahn piano, Josh Duffy, another phenom from that area on the Midwest, I should say, on drums. And what a sound. That was at the Glendora House this past Saturday, and I have to say, I apologize if I overstepped my bounds in recording that, but I mean, we just listen to it in the car, mainly. That's what we do. I edit it, and we play it in the car. But I just had to have that. Must have it. I must have it. For that, King Oliver, New Wang Wang Blues, which Vince also played Saturday. Okay, we're going to finish with something here. Louis Armstrong. Because this was part of a medley that nobody else knew this tune, but I did at our table. Louis Armstrong in 1932. And this is where I'm going. And boy, do I need a beer right now. I'm Andy Sr. Mark Fuller tomorrow at 8. This is, yes, Home.
When shadows fall and trees whisper dead ending, my thoughts are ever wending. Now when crickets call, my heart is forever yearning. Once more to be returning. When the hills conceal the setting sun, stars will begin to peep in one by one, oh, one by one, baby. Night covers all, and though fortune may forsake me, oh, sweet dream will ever take me on. Oh.
WHCL FM, Clinton, New York.